Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and here at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners and audience our condolences because, as you know, today is the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and of course his loyal companions and his esteemed family who were martyred on the day of Ashura in the plains of Karbala. The day of Arba'een is a very special day, many traditions have been narrated by it. Thankfully, today and in this era, the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's grave on the day of Arba'een has become a tradition in the last couple of years. It's become, a meeting place of all of the lovers of Imam Hussein and his message from all over the world. You know, we have ziyarat and homages which have been related from all of our A'imma alayhi salam for various days of the year for Imam Hussein. And, this indicates the fact that the Imams were very keen make sure their followers would constantly remember Imam Hussein, remember his message, why he stood up, because, of his importance and the importance of his uprising and revolution for all of us. It's been narrated in a very beautiful hadith and tradition from Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam that alamatul mu'min khams, there are five signs of the true believer. Five signs for every true believer. The first, Salatul Khamsin, the 50 units or rakats of prayers, which include the five daily prayers as well as the recommended prayers. This is one of those signs. The second was Ziyaratul Arba'in, the pilgrimage or the homage to Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the 40th day of his martyrdom, which is today for us. The third, وَاتَّخَدْتُمُ فِي الْيَمِينَ, wearing the ring, the agate or the aqiq ring in the right hand. This is another sign of the believer. The fourth, وَتَعْفِيرُ الْجَبِينَ, placing the forehead on dust and dirt at the time of the ritual prayer, at the time of the prostration in the prayer, in the ritual prayer. And finally, wal jahru bi bismillahir rahmanir rahim, saying and reciting the bismillah of the two surahs which are to be recited in the prayer, in every rakat and every unit of prayer in the ritual prayer. These are five of the signs of the believer, and in their commentaries or their interpretation of this blessed hadith, our respected scholars have mentioned that these, of course, there's many signs for a believer, but these five have been singled out from amongst all of them because these are the signs of the believer who is specifically a follower of the maktab and the school of the thought of the Ahlul Bayt, right? So they're distinguishing characteristics, right? So here iman is probably a reference to the belief in the wilayat and the superiority and the authority of the A'imma alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the pilgrimage on the 40th day of the demise of Imam Hussein and his martyrdom in the words of Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.